Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a beautiful thing that today is a Sunday, and I do hope you're preparing to go to church. But before we head down to church, it's time for our devotion, and I want us to take it together as a family and as a community of believers. Today is the 23rd day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful day, and indeed the Lord has been good and kind to us. If the Lord has been good and kind to you, I want you to just say a prayer of thanksgiving this morning and appreciate Him for this gift, this beautiful gift of life that no one can give except Him. Let's appreciate Him and thank Him for this gift of life. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the Word of God, and we get to wait on the Lord to speak to us. He speaks to every facet of our lives. He addresses situations. He answers questions. The questions, he lifts burdens. Those ones that has been lingering for a very long time. The Lord has a way of using His Word to solve all these issues. That's why I'm confident that you being here this morning was divinely orchestrated by Him. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you also know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to share this link and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, today is the 23rd day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful Sunday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says financial wisdom. Financial wisdom. Our aim for today is taken from Psalm 28 from our manual. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 5 to chapter 8. Our Bible in 1 year is a pattern that we use to cover the Bible in a year. So we take it chapter by chapter, verses by verses, so you do not miss any one of it. But today we'll be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 5 to chapter 8. Our memory verse is taken from Job chapter 12 verse 13, which says, "With him is wisdom and strength. He had counsel and understanding." Job 12 verse 13. With him is wisdom and strength. He had counsel and understanding. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Mark chapter 1 to Mark chapter 1 from verse 1 to 9. Mark chapter 4 from verse 1 to 9. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, "And again he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed, that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on the stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it scorched, and because it had no roots, it withered away, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on the good ground, and yielding a crop, that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "He who has ears, let him hear." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, seeds have the potential to become harvest, but not all fulfill that potential. John 12:24 says that except a seed falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Every seed remains alone. If it is kept in a bag or on a shelf, it can be eaten as it is, and it won't be multiplied. Isaiah 55 verse 10 says that God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Beloved, you cannot choose to either be a sower or a eater. If you keep eating everything that comes to you, what then will you sow in order to have a greater harvest? Wise people set aside good seeds to be sown into good soils, and it gets great harvest. Money that is put aside for investment is a seed, rather place, person, or business that is invested in is the soil. The better the soil, the better the harvest will be. You must learn to recognize good soil and water your seeds to ensure they yield the best harvest. Over the next few days, I will discuss the different kinds of soils and the ones you should invest or avoid. Today, however, I will explain some vital keys to financial wisdom. Job 36 verse 11 tells us a secret to accessing God's wisdom for financial prosperity. Obey and serve Him. When you obey God, He will show you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, like we see in Isaiah 45 verse 3. How obedient are you to God concerning your finances? Do you honor Him with all He has given you? Do you pay your tithes faithfully? Do you give to the needy or poor? When you obey God, He will give you supernatural ideas that will make you thrive in the midst of famine, just as He gave Isaac. Isaac wanted to relocate when the famine hit the land, but God told him to stay, and he obeyed. His obedience gave him access to God's wisdom, and despite the famine, he reaped the 100-fold that same year, like we see in Genesis 26 from verse 1 to 12. Job 36 verse 11 also talks about service as a key to God's wisdom for financial prosperity. How you serve God matters. If you serve Him grudgingly or carelessly, He will not trust you with the wisdom to make wealth. Jesus told us not to cast our pearls before swine, like we see in Matthew 7 from verse 6 to 7. He won't cast his before swine too. Beloved, serve God acceptably in reverent and godly fear, like we see in Hebrews 12 verse 28, and it will bless you with financial wisdom, among other things. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, obeying and serving the Lord will guide you, will give you access to His wisdom for financial prosperity. Obeying and serving the Lord will give you access to His wisdom for financial prosperity. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined out for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, spirit-filled, gospel-filled, and most importantly, it's also entertaining. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.